Good morning. This is Monk Ellen from the Absolute Monastery in Campo, California, giving you instant illumination. My title today is A Visit to Las Vegas. About 2 weeks ago, four of our monks drove up to Las Vegas to go to see a David Copperfield show. Only visiting Las Vegas is already a show for itself, because driving in the evening with the thousands and thousands of lights illuminating this Las Vegas Boulevard called the Strip is an event, is spectacular. And I was transported many times in different countries, in different worlds, with all the representations of the hotels, and like when I passed the pyramid with the Sphinx, it's just being transported to Giza, to Egypt, where we have been with Dr. Bailey about 25 years ago for a spectacular seminar, hearing all about the pyramid, learning all about the pyramid, how the pyramid is a symbol of learning to go within, how the pyramid can be an instrument or an inspiration to learn to connect with the divine within. Just hearing about the pyramid and coming once to the campus and have a seminar on the campus on the pyramid would be a worthwhile trip, because it's really fascinating. Well, from Egypt, my thoughts were just brought right away to Italy, representing Italy by the beautiful, pompous Hotel Bellagio. Bellagio with its gorgeous shops, absolutely classy, and where I see myself walking the streets of Milan or Rome, where I've been many times, and shopping and just shopping the finest and best and the most expensive clothes and jewels. This was all a time of a long time, it seems almost a lifetime ago. But shortly I was just there while looking at the Bellagio, this beautiful hotel, and at the time we passed by there was just a water play going, and it was just giving the top of the show. Well, while we were driving further, we flew to Paris, because here is naturally Paris represented by the Tower of Eiffel, very, very significant for France, for Paris, where I have been many times too. And especially France, I had always a great connection to France, because I was growing up in at the Saar, where at the time where I was living there, it was occupied by the French. So we were very close to France and we were very connected with the French, and I love the French people and I love the French language. So that was from Egypt to Italy to France, and then my favorite place, Monte Carlo. Monte Carlo, the big hotel Monte Carlo, it's just my town, Monte Carlo. Monte Carlo with the principality is really the gem of the Riviera, with its royal palace overlooking the principality. Monte Carlo is also very famous for its casino, for gambling. And the palace of the Prince Rainier and the Prince Grace were just there for me to just see it on top of the mountain and see the bows coming out and waving at on the balcony as an absolute ideal couple. I had always a great respect for both, for Renier and Princess Grace, and I still have. I love this family, and I love Monte Carlo, and I love the charm of France, and I love the just sitting there in a little restaurant close to the ocean and hear the waves coming close. Just a dream world. This is what Las Vegas has given to me while riding the Las Vegas Boulevard, the Strip. That was a little event, a little show, an inner show for me to just enjoy the evening before we went to see David Copperfield. And I don't want to forget the Hotel New York with the skylines and the Empire State Building, which is naturally represented in Las Vegas. Well, the highlight of our visit was naturally the grand illusionist David Copperfield, who reached out to over 3 billion people around the world. He is just a fantastic being. And if you ever have a chance to read his biography, it will tell you about all his spectacular manifestation and dismanifestation, how he has vanished the Statue of Liberty, how he walked through the Grand Wall of China, and how he has done things which from the human point are absolutely impossible. Now we say he's an illusionist, he's a magician. Now that's what we think as human beings, that what he is. The visit to Las Vegas to see him acting, after Dr. Beil has often referred to him as a great illusionist, gave me much to think. And it gives me much to think because what we're learning in metaphysics and what we become aware in as a metaphysician, that all our world is an illusion. And sitting there in the show and waiting for the event to start, naturally a full auditorium, and the people just so excited to see this man coming on the podium. There was really a happiness and happy atmosphere in the room. So when he came out of the dark, he just appeared on a motorcycle. There was naturally no noise. He just was there. And that seemed to me a magic event. But from little tricks to bigger tricks, which he showed during the 1.5 hour of spectacular event, were just keeping us spellbound. I mean, you look at this man who is a very fascinating, charming, simple man who knows definitely how to connect with the audience. And he picks out of the audience, just going all around the room, picks up people to help or to assist him in his little tricks. And you want to see and to show, to look what he's doing, but it is faster than anything was happening. David Copperfield is not a magician. From my point of view, he is a special consciousness who lives in a world of reality, who just appears to let appear and disappear things because I see it like this. Maybe he does vanishing things, maybe he does not. But he is a spectacular, very unique person. And I like his simplicity. And I like the show in his lightness. And he's very open in everything what he shows. Now, a little trick when he manifests a paper flower practically out of nothing, and then he changed it into a real flower. And things like this constantly he did. But what was the culmination of the show was really the last event when he called up 13 people who were sitting on the podium, and with a kind of tent he covered them, and they still could use a flashlight and show that they were there behind the tent, until he practically said hocus pocus and took up the off the tent, and they were gone. They were empty chairs, they were empty seats, and the 13 people were sitting in the back of the room. I mean, we were spellbound, we were astonished, but for him these are natural things, and I believe for everyone who is a master consciousness, who knows who he is, we speak about Jesus who said, get up and take your bed and walk, he sleepeth only. For us, people are dead. For a master consciousness, they live forever. I think to see a David Copperfield show brings a lot of insight, and it connects me to a deeper thinking. When I speak of reality and illusion, I say to myself, what really is reality? What is illusion? And there's one sentence which I like. It says, there is no reality in anything unless it is an eternal concept which remains eternally the same. Well, let's think about it. David Copperfield, he is an illusionist, or is he a master consciousness? He surely is a spectacular man and worth to fly or drive to Las Vegas to see. My beloved friends, I know you had a little trip with me to France, to Italy, to Egypt, to the David Copperfield show, to Las Vegas, but certainly with me, you are all in my heart. And I love you, I love you, I love you.